We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for next year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues, etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2010. Simply go to the Promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues, etc. 300. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues, etc. The Issues, etc. 300.
If the amendment were to be adopted, we would offer no patient protections, and in my estimation, from what we've been able to determine, it would actually undermine women's access to health care.
I don't think anybody in their right mind would want to take away the right of a person who has deeply held religious or philosophical or other beliefs and forcing them to do something to participate in or do abortions.
That's Senator Deborah Stabenow and Senator Orrin Hatch talking as an amendment that would have explicitly excluded abortion from health care reform went down in flames. Some might say it reflects popular opinion, and that is most Americans, and I've heard it asserted again and again, most Americans want abortion to be safe, legal, and rare. They really don't have a problem with legalized abortion. And yet a new poll says that what Americans think about abortion is changing to a certain degree, and oddly enough, while it changes, the issue is less important. At least they say it's less important to them. We're going to talk about that poll with Allison Pond, a research associate for the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life, here for the first few minutes of this hour of Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. You can join us for the next hour, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talk back at issues.etc. etc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. You can always Twitter questions or comments to us as well at issuesetc. After our conversation with Allison Pond, Wendy Wright of Concerned Women for America will join us. We'll talk about that new poll. We'll also talk about the Senate Finance Committee's vote to restrict federal funding, not to restrict federal funding on abortion, and a new Census Bureau report on stay-at-home moms. It appears we know more and more about them. Dr. John Morris will join us later in the hour from the Institution for Creation Research. There's been a discovery of what is alleged to be the oldest human ancestor. And then open lines. We've got a CBS story about a pastor who, after 27 years as pastor of a Methodist church, announced that he was born a woman and had gender reassignment surgery when he was 21. His congregation has no problem with it. I got a question for you. Is transgenderism a sin? If it is, and someone would repent of it, what do you do, especially after they've had the sex change operation? Open lines coming up in a half hour here on Issues, Etc. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Allison Pond is a research associate for the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life based in Washington, D.C. Allison, welcome to Issues, Etc.
Thanks for having me.
What has changed, as far as we can tell, regarding public opinion on abortion?
Well, first and foremost is the fact that Americans are now evenly divided on the question of whether or not abortion should be legal in this country. Polls in 2007 and 2008 showed that supporters of legal abortion clearly outnumbered opponents, but this has shifted in the sense that now Americans are much more evenly divided. I would also add that at the same time, abortion in the debate has receded in importance. Fewer people say that abortion is a critical issue facing our country. But this is especially true among liberals. Among conservatives, it appears that opposition to abortion has grown much more firm over the past 6 or 8 months.
I'm wondering whether or not we can tell from the poll whether this has – whether there are any variations within the demographic groups that have been studied on this. Does this seem to be a broad American opinion or particular to certain demographic groups?
That is a great question. This shift is really interesting because it does appear to cut across all sorts of different demographic, political, and religious groups. You know, we see declines among Republicans and Democrats. We see declines among conservatives and liberals, among, you know, members of different faith traditions. A couple of groups stand out for not having seen as a significant decline. These are blacks, also young people, age 18 to 29, and those who say that they are not affiliated with any religious tradition. These groups all do not show the same significant declines as other swaths of the population.
Does the kind of the middle opinion here, that is, you said evenly divided, is that, are we at a crossing point here? Is there a trend at work? Does the research tell us any of that?
It appears at this point that there may be a trend at work. We've had two consecutive surveys this year that have shown this drop in support for legal abortion, but, you know, we'll just have to see what happens in the future. We're going to continue to monitor and track this in our surveys.
And I'm wondering, is there any indication of a political party here? I mean, you said conservative and liberal, but do the parties play any part in this as far as knowing what affiliation people have with Democrat or Republican?
It is clear that among Republicans, you definitely see, for example, among Republicans, you see a change. People say that it is they are less supportive of abortion being legal and more supportive of it being illegal. Among Democrats, the change is a little bit smaller, and they have mostly shifted into the category of they don't know whether it should be legal or illegal. But we didn't ask any questions as far as political parties' influences on people's attitudes on this question.
Folks, you can read this new Pew Forum poll on abortion under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, click on demand. Allison Pond is a research associate for the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life based in Washington, D.C. Allison, thank you for your time.
Thank you.